Victoria's $22 billion construction industry has been locked down following yesterday's violent protests in Melbourne. Police fired rubber bullets and tear gas as hundreds of tradies tried to storm the CFMEU's headquarters in the CBD, angry that mandatory COVID vaccines have been introduced for the construction sector. The Victorian government responded to the chaotic scenes by ordering an industry shutdown from midnight, which will last for at least the next 2 weeks. John Setka is the state secretary of the CFMEU. He was abused and attacked at yesterday's protest. John Setka, welcome again to breakfast.
Hey, good morning.
The protest yesterday got so ugly, the riot police were called in. Bottles were thrown, your office was damaged, you had to retreat to keep safe. Is it any surprise that the state government was forced to shut down the entire building industry as a result of this behaviour?
It doesn't come as a surprise to me. I mean, to see the scenes yesterday was just absolutely outrageous. And, you know, we've kept our industry going safely since COVID hit us. And we've tried to keep our members all working, and to now see, because of a handful of drunken idiots, there's 300,000 plus workers sitting at home for at least the next 2 weeks. It's very disappointing.
There's an unconfirmed report that a union official brandished a gun at protesters. Is that correct?
That's the first I've heard of that.
Right, OK. A handful of drunken idiots. Was it drunken idiots? Was it, as the ACTU says, a protest organised by right-wing extremists and anti-vax activists trying to infiltrate the union movement? Who was it? Was it, in fact, union members? There were certainly some of those there.
Oh, look, there was some union members there, but in the whole scheme of things, they weren't the majority there. There was a small minority of construction workers there. Some of them, when it all got violent, just walked away from it. It was hijacked by these professional protesters. Wherever they go, they just want to pick a fight. They're not even union members. They're not members of our union. And that's the disappointing thing. And to see these people hurl projectiles at other people, smash union property, just absolutely disgusting. This is union members' property. You know, this, you know, in this day and age, to see scenes like that is just absolutely disgusting.
Many of your members, though, are angry at the vaccine mandate. Construction workers have to have their first dose or book their first dose by the end of Friday. Why are they so reluctant to get vaccinated and keep everybody safe and keep their jobs operating?
Well, to be honest, I think a large part of that is a lot of the misinformation about the vaccine. I don't think the real stories got out. I mean, sometimes in the media, there's a lot of people that are trolling the internet, getting a lot of misinformation. And it'd be nice if we sort of had the actual facts out there about the vaccinations and what it can do and what it can do to sort of make us all safe. And I think the misinformation is a contributing factor to people's fear over vaccinations.
Okay, but your industry and other building unions, your union rather, and other building unions have made a joint statement that where they've said they strongly conveyed to the highest levels of government that mandatory vaccination requirements and the removal of amenities such as tea rooms would be unworkable and too heavy-handed. If you think vaccinations are safe, don't you think it's a good idea to make sure construction workers are vaccinated?
Well, look, we're pro-vax. We've run radio ads encouraging our members to get vaccinated because, as far as we're concerned, we think that's the roadmap out of lockdown, because we can't stay in lockdown forever and a day. So we've made our position quite clear. But at the same time, we understand there is people, because of the misinformation or from whatever reason, are fearful of it, you know. So we've got to address that. And you just can't just throw these people out to the wolves and so to say, well, you're not working because you've got a genuine fear over being vaccinated. We've got to have the conversations with these people, get them to go see their GPs and then make a decision. They've got to feel comfortable with it.
So, sure, but
so
no
that's
one's
what we've
throwing...
said all along.
This is not new, though. No one's throwing anyone to the wolves. There's plenty of workers in New South Wales and Victoria who are locked down or have to have mandatory vaccines to go to work. So, you know, why should the construction industry be any different? You said earlier you've been working hard to keep your industry going safely. The fact is that hasn't been working. The government, state government, says workers are not complying with the public health directions. Building sites account for about 13% of all COVID cases. And, you know, there's one Melbourne site has been linked, a construction site has been linked to 180 cases. That's one site alone. So, you know, more needs to be done by the sector, doesn't it?
Look, in our gold label sites that we have, that we control, see, we don't control the whole sector. You've got the whole small housing sector, individual houses being built. We can't control all that. I mean, and you can't throw it all into one category. We're talking about commercial construction sites. And vastly most commercial construction sites are pretty safe. They've got mandatory temperature testing when you walk in. They have QR codes. They've got tracking devices on people called Contact Herald. We have every HSR and delegate of ours that has been trained in contact tracing and infectious virus training they've all had. So we have not had, except for one site in Box Hill, we have had no outbreaks in the commercial construction sector.
Okay. So going back to the government's requirements that tea rooms be suspended during the current outbreak, mandatory vaccinations. What's your problem with tea rooms being suspended for a while? I mean, that's a small price to pay, isn't it, to stop cross-infection going on in a building site that could then threaten others outside that site?
Look, what our concern with that is when our industry is working at 25% at the moment, when it was at 100%, we had a system in place that was called world's best practice, where you had blue teams, green teams, red teams, where people would go down staggered smoko and lunches. So there was that social distancing. You know, you sometimes had one or two people per table all spread out. Now that you've only got 25% of the workforce on site, they're spread out even more. And there's all these countermeasures in place to keep them all safe. What we're saying is there was no consultation at all. We were just blindsided by it. When you're on a construction site, just to explain, you've got a big site, it's a big, massive paddock, big piece of dirt, you've got 1,300 people on there like we have at the Lara prison. I mean, where are people? You've been working for 4 hours. You deserve to have a cup of tea and a sandwich. You can't actually do it standing up in the middle of a dirt paddock. I mean, that's the reality of it. In an office environment, you could sit at your desk and you could have your tea and your lunch. And in a hospital environment, you could walk down the hallway, there's little tables and chairs spread out everywhere. A construction site isn't like that. And people have actually got to take that in consideration. You've got to walk on a site to actually see what we're talking about. Some sites, you can do it. But the majority of sites, it is just impractical and it hasn't been thought out very well.
I get it, but we're not talking permanently. We're talking some inconvenience, like a lot, as I say, a lot of workers are having a lot of inconvenience in their working lives at the moment. Is it too much to ask the construction sites to spend the tea room for a month or two, maybe work out another way to have a cup of tea outside? You might have to have your cup of tea standing up. Is that such a big deal, really?
But the reality is there is some sites where you actually, there is nowhere, you can't expect a person to stand up. And, you know, working in a construction site is hard, dirty, dangerous work. After 4 hours, you actually need somewhere to just to sit down and have a sandwich and a cup of tea. It's hardly a capital crime to actually have a proper break. And on some sites...
No, I'm not saying it's a capital crime. What the government is saying is it's not safe. They're seeing transmission of the virus at work, on work sites. They've concluded that some of it is happening when they're having the break in the break room, and it's not safe. End of story, isn't it?
On one site. That happened on one site. It is unworkable. It is, you know, on some sites it is workable. I agree. You can make it work. But on the vast majority of sites, it doesn't work. You can't expect... People eventually have to walk out in the street and sit in a nature strip or whatever. And in some cases, when the weather's good, you can do that. But look at today. Can you imagine 1,300 people walking out and sitting on a wet, cold footpath to have their lunch?
I guess people are just thinking about some of the nurses in the front line in some of these emergency departments and critical care units, and they're working in full PPE and they're not getting to sit down. But just finally... Does this mean the union will allow a campaign against mandatory vaccines or not?
No, we won't be running a campaign against mandatory vaccinations. We've always said we've got to educate people. You've got to bring people along for the journey. And if people have got a genuine fear, you've actually got to try and talk them around, explain to them what it is, alleviate all their fears, and have the conversation with people. That's what we've always said. And that's what we've always tried to do with our members. And the vast majority of our members now that have gone and had their first jab, it has been because we've run radio ads promoting it. And a lot of them have said to us, we've been double jabbed because We heard the union on the radio running the ads. We got the message and we've gone and done our bit. So the vast majority of our members are having their vaccinations done.
John Setka, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
John Setka is the Victorian Secretary of the CFMEU.